Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Wealth Ladder by Nick Majuli is a personal finance framework built around a simple idea. The advice that works when you have little money often stops working the moment your income, assets, and opportunities change. Rather than treating wealth building as one universal playbook, the book organizes financial decisions into distinct stages, helping readers focus on the moves that matter most right now. Majuli, known for translating data and behavioral insights into practical guidance, emphasizes that financial progress is not only about discipline, but also about choosing the right problems to solve at each rung. Readers are guided through how to prioritize saving, investing, career growth, and risk management as their financial situation evolves. The approach aims to reduce overwhelm by replacing endless rules of thumb with a progression: secure stability first, then scale wealth, then protect and optimize. For anyone tired of one-size-fits-all money advice, this ladder model offers a clearer map for navigating real-life trade-offs. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a stage-based model for money decisions. A central contribution of the book is the idea that wealth building is path-dependent. The best action today depends on which rung you occupy, not on abstract ideals. Early on, small frictions such as fees, overdrafts, and high-interest debt can dominate outcomes. Later, taxes, asset allocation, and career leverage can matter more than penny pinching. The ladder model reframes confusion into sequencing, stabilize cash flow, build a buffer, invest consistently, then shifts toward optimization and protection. This is useful because many readers consume advice meant for a different stage, like obsessing over tax strategies before having meaningful taxable income or taking high market risk before having an emergency fund. By focusing on the current rung, the reader can set realistic goals, pick appropriate benchmarks, and reduce the shame that comes from comparing against someone at a higher rung. The model also highlights that moving up is often uneven, with setbacks and leaps, so progress is measured by improved resilience and better options, not just a net worth number. Secondly, cash flow control and the foundation of stability. The book underscores that the bottom rungs are won or lost through cash flow. Before complex investing questions matter, a household needs to reliably spend less than it earns, avoid catastrophic shortfalls, and create breathing room. This topic centers on practical stability, budgeting that is simple enough to maintain, aligning fixed costs with income, and building a small emergency reserve that prevents debt spirals. It also addresses the psychological side, since financial stress can push people toward short-term decisions that are expensive over time. Establishing stability includes understanding the role of high-interest debt, the importance of automating essentials, and creating default behaviors that reduce decision fatigue. Rather than framing frugality as a moral identity, the latter approach treats it as a temporary tool for earning optionality. Once stability is achieved, the goal is not perpetual deprivation, but freeing attention for higher leverage actions such as skill building and investing. This foundation makes later wealth strategies actually work, because consistent contributions and long-term plans collapse when income volatility and surprise expenses dominate everyday life. Thirdly, growing income and using career leverage, a key message is that wealth is often constrained less by investment brilliance and more by earning power and savings capacity. The latter framework highlights that, for many people, the highest return investment in the earlier and middle rungs is improving income, developing skills, negotiating, switching roles, or moving to environments with better opportunity. This is not motivational rhetoric, but a prioritization tool. If someone is optimizing a portfolio while underpaid relative to their market value, they are likely focusing on the wrong lever. The book positions career decisions as financial decisions, encouraging readers to evaluate roles through the lens of long-term compounding of wages, benefits, and learning. It also points out that higher income can introduce new risks, like lifestyle inflation, but those risks are manageable with intentional guardrails such as saving raises, keeping fixed expenses flexible, and setting clear contribution targets. By treating income growth as part of the wealth plan, readers can expand the amount they can invest and the margin for error they can tolerate, accelerating movement up the ladder. Fourthly, investing basics that scale as wealth grows. As readers move into rungs where investing becomes the dominant driver, the book emphasizes consistent, long-horizon participation rather than market timing. The latter framing helps clarify what matters most: maintaining a disciplined savings rate, choosing diversified exposure, keeping costs reasonable, and staying invested through volatility. Instead of implying there is one perfect portfolio, it encourages matching risk to the rung and to personal resilience. For someone still building stability, too much risk can create setbacks that delay progress. For someone with a larger base, appropriate equity exposure and steady contributions can be the engine that does the heavy lifting. The discussion also naturally expands into account selection and tax awareness without turning into a niche manual, because the point is to adopt good defaults that compound for decades. The latter concept helps readers understand why investing advice can sound contradictory across sources. The right answer changes when the goal changes from survival to growth to preservation. The result is a practical investing mindset built around behavior, diversification, and time, rather than chasing the latest strategy. Lastly, protection, optimization, and living with wealth, higher rungs shift the problem from accumulation to protection and efficient use. The book frames this as a transition from building the pile to keeping it and making it serve your life. Topics in this stage include risk management, insurance as a guardrail, maintaining liquidity for flexibility, and avoiding concentrated exposures that can undo years of progress. It also highlights that optimization often becomes more important than raw saving rate, tax planning, aligning accounts with goals, and being intentional about withdrawal strategies when wealth is meant to fund major life choices. Another important element is behavioral. As wealth grows, so do temptations to overextend, take status-driven risks, or anchor identity to net worth. The latter approach encourages defining what enough means and using wealth to buy time, health, and freedom rather than endless upgrades. This stage is also about complexity management, creating systems and checklists that reduce errors and keep decisions aligned with priorities. By focusing on protection and purpose, the book aims to help readers convert financial success into sustained well-being. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who feel stuck between conflicting money rules, including early career professionals trying to stabilize, mid-career earners who want to accelerate, and experienced investors who are realizing that optimization and protection matter as much as growth. It benefits the reader because it organizes financial life into a sequence of problems. That reduces overwhelm, makes planning more realistic, and helps you stop copying advice that was designed for someone with a different income, safety net, or portfolio size. The latter framing also nudges you toward higher leverage actions at the right time, such as improving cash flow and income before obsessing over advanced investing tactics, then shifting toward risk management and tax-aware decisions as wealth compounds. Compared with similar personal finance books that push one universal system, The Wealth Ladder stands out by acknowledging trade-offs and timing. It gives readers a way to choose priorities, measure progress, and adapt as circumstances change, which is closer to how real financial lives unfold. If you want a practical map rather than a list of rules, it is a purchase that can keep paying off at every stage. If you would like to support Nick Majuli, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.